Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud. We're holding Kuf Tes Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amid. And we're continuing to talk about the Maisa of Koirach. And you'll recall in the very first Pasuk in Parshas Koirach, it says that those that joined Koirach were Doson Vavira and Oin Ben Peles. Whatever happened to Oin Ben Peles? We don't talk about him very much, just that first Pasuk in Parshas Koirach. So Gemara tells us four lines from the bottom of Kuf Tes Amid Beis. Omerav, Oin Ben Peles, Ishtoi Hitzil Osoi. His wife saved him from certain death. In other words, he was not one of those that was Nivla, that was swallowed up by the ground. Why? What were the circumstances? The Gemara tells us a fascinating dialogue. Omrelei, Mrs. Oin Ben Peles said to her husband, My nafkul chamina, what difference does it make who's going to win, whether it's Moshe Naharin or whether it's Koirach? Imar Rabba and Talmida, if Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen, they're going to continue leading Klal Yisrael, you're going to be a Talmid. The Imar Rabba, and if Koirach is going to win this Machloikis and Talmida, you're going to be a Talmid. So what difference does it make to you? Amalah, so he said back to her, My Avid, my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do. Because Havoi Be'etza, I was there at one of the earlier meetings when they took counsel and they took a vote. And Vishtaboy Li Badayu, and I promised, I swore that I'm going to join them and I'm going to be with them. That next time there's going to be another general meeting of the supporters of Koirach, I'll be there. I swore to them. What should I do? Amrlei. So now Mrs. Oin says back to her husband, Yadana, the Kulikanishta Kedishta Ninu, I know that the whole of Klai Yisrael, Sai, those that are on the side of Moshe, Sai, those on the side of Koirach, they're all Kedoshim. The Chsiv, Kichalo Eda Kulim Kedoshim, Uvasoichim Hashem. And so therefore, I have an Eitza to save you. Omrele, she said to him, Toiv, sit, the Ano Matzil Nilach, I'm going to save you. Ashkisei Chamra, she gave him to drink wine. Va'arvesei, and he became shikr as a result, or at least a little bit high from drinking the wine. And Vagnisei, and he got tired, and she said, no problem. Vagnisei Gavoi, and she put him to bed, go to sleep, to wear off the effects of the wine. In the meantime, as he was sleeping, Oisva Albava, she went out to the porch, and she sat there in front of the house. Satar Talamaze, and she took off her shaitel, or she took off her tichel. And called the Asa, anybody that came from the Koirach camp to wake up Oin Ben Peles, or not really to wake him, but to summon him, that he should go and join the meeting. Chazia, they saw her sitting there with her hair uncovered, Hadar, and they immediately went away. They weren't going to get close because that's a pritzus. And therefore they said, can't go and look at a woman with her hair uncovered. And they immediately turned back. Called Ose Chazia, Hodr returned. At a hachi v'hachi, by the time that Oin Ben Peles finally woke up, 12 hours later or whenever, if lo yilhu, the entire machne, the entire aid of Koirach, had already been swallowed up, and the whole incident was over, finished. That being the case, she saved his life. The Gemara is going to tell us in another 15 lines or so that Chochmas Noshim Bonzebeisa. It shows how smart Oin Ben Peles' wife was, that she was able to go and save her husband through this Ruth. It's an obvious question. Why did she decide to go and uncover her hair as opposed to doing anything else that would have prevented the people from summoning Oin Ben Peles? I guess perhaps she could have just locked the door and stayed indoors. What was the inyan of sitting outside with her hair uncovered? So I saw once in a sefer a beautiful, beautiful pshat. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma on Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, that there was a lady by the name of Isha Kimchis. And this Isha Kimchis was married to the Kohen Gadol. And she was Zoche to have seven sons, all of whom were Kohanim Gedolim. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Yoma. How exactly that worked out is another discussion. But the Gemara says that she was Oichet to have seven sons, Kohanim Gedolim. People asked her, how did you have this tremendous chus? How did this work out? So it says in the Gemara that she said to the others, Me'olam le'ro'u koirois beisi sarois roishi. The walls of this house never saw my uncovered hair. Instead, say the Mefarshim, any time that she had to wash her hair, comb her hair, brush her hair, what have you, she had special mechitzois in which she would stand within the mechitzois and did her thing vis-a-vis her hair, and then she came out with her head and her hair totally covered. Ah, so what do we see from that Gemara? We see from that Gemara that a woman that has total tznius when it comes to covering hair, that's a segula to have children, kehanim gedolim. Ah, so now, says that Sefer, I saw it quoted in the Mayon HaShul Torah, that's Pshat in our Gemara. When he said to her, I'm stuck, I have to go and join Hadas Koirach because I swore to them that I'm going to join them at all of their meetings and I'm going to support all of their activities. So then she said to him, what difference does it make whether you're going to be a supporter of Moshe, of Aharon, of Koirach? It makes absolutely no difference. You're going to remain a Talmud. Says that Sefer, he could have responded to her and said, it's true, I'm going to remain a Talmud. However, maybe I'll be Zoicha that next generation, it'll be my turn. In other words, after Koirach passes away, or after Aaron passes away, maybe my kids, our kids, they're going to be the next Kahanim Gedolim. So that's why I want to go inside with Koirach, because I think I do have a chance. So that you're saying, Mrs. Oin Ben Peles, that either way I'm going to be a Talmud, that's Taka Emes. But maybe my kids will be Zoicha to be Kahanim Gedolim. And that's why I want to side with Koirach, because I think I have a better chance to go and have children succeed to the Kuna Gedolim. So then Mrs. Oin Ben Peles says, I know how to thwart that possibility. I'll uncover my hair, and as a result, I will not have that skula of having children kehanim gedolim. Quite to the contrary, this will work against that skula. This is the best way to make sure that neither you nor the children will be kehanim gedolim, and to save your life, that you shouldn't follow and join the Hadas Koirach. So continuing on the Gemara. We're now on to the second line of the Gemara, top of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. We spoke about Itzei, the wife of Oin Ben Peles, and now we're going to talk about the wife of Koirach. Itzei de Koirach, Omrelei, she said to her husband, Chazi, my coven Moshe, look what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. As you'll see that she was an instigator to cause her husband to rebel. Iyu have a Malka, he himself appointed himself as the king. Li'achva to his brother, meaning Aharon, Shavya Kahaner Abba, he appointed him to be the Kohen Gadol. Lebnei Achoi, those are the children of Aharon, Elozvi Somar, Shavinu Sigani de Kahana. He made them into the Skani Kuna, in other words, the assistants, the backups for Aharon Akoyim. And Iasya Truma, if people are giving now Truma from their Tavua, Omar to heaven the Koyin, says Moshe Rabbeinu, give it to the Koyin, give it to Aharon Akoyim, give it to the Skani Kuna. He also Maiser, the Shaklisu Atun. And if you, Koirach, and or Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning all the Levim, the non-Koyhanim, you are entitled to get Maser Rishon, Omar Moshe Rabbeinu said, sure, but how will Chad me Yud the Koyin? But you still have to give 10% to the Koyin. So as you can see, the Koyin, they get all of the Kavoid, they get all of the presence, the Matnes Kahuna. V'oid, the guy is Leila Mazaychu, U'metal Lechu Ki Kufsa. Not only that, for the Levim to begin doing the Avoida, it says in the Torah, they had to cut off all of their hair. And we're not only talking about on their head, the Pasuk says, Vaviru sar al kolb saram vihitaharu. All of the hair had to be removed so to qualify them, to make them eligible to do the Avoida in the Mishkan. Umetallichu. And you know what the Kahanim do? They pick you guys up, all of the Levim, Ki kufsa, Ki kufsa is a very negative term. Rashi says kufsa is rei. Rei means the excrement, the tsoya. They pick you up like a piece of tsoya. Today in English we would say pick you up like a piece of garbage. What does that mean, they pick you up? Because to qualify the Levium to do the Avodah, guess what? There was a din of tenufa. They had to be picked up and turned around. That being the case, that they pick you up like a piece of nothing. That being the case, isn't this tremendous bizyonos of all of the Levium? Eina yob mezaychu. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at your hair and says, all these guys are handsome. They really look sharp with the hair. That's why he said, go and take your hair off, so that you should not look so presentable. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to do to you, Korach, and the Od Levium, is demeaning, degrading, taking away money from you, giving it to Aharon, giving to Aharon's children. You know, you got to stop this. On Malos, so Korach now responded to Mrs. Korach, her Iunamika of it. Since he's a Levi, he also took off all of his hair. So it's not because he wants to, in some way, demean or denigrate all of the other Levium. He did it himself. Amalei, so she said, that's not a raya. Kiven dekulu rabusa didei. Since all of this is a plan to go and bring him more kavod and more status and more greatness among Klal Yisrael, Omar Iunami, he said about himself. In other words, she's projecting that Moshe Rabbeinu must have said about himself. Thomas Nafshi implished him. I'm willing to go and have this haircut over my entire body, as long as the rest of the Levium are doing that. So that, in a sense, will bring up my gedula, that they all had to listen to me. They're all, if you will, second-class citizens after the Kehanim, after Moshe Rabbeinu himself, after Harna Koyin, after the Sagani Kahuna. So we are all relegated to second class. And if it means that he has to go and take a haircut too, no. He's willing to do that because the ultimate goal is that he and his brother are going to have that lock on the Kahuna. Void and Nuchazach. Rashi brings this in Chumash. This is very familiar to all of you. The Ka'amalachu, Moshe Rabbeinu said that at the bottom of your tzitzis, Avdisu tchalta, that at least one of the threads has to be made out of tchayis. So isal kadaita tchalta chashiva mitzvah. If in fact Moshe Rabbeinu is right that wearing tchayis is a mitzvah, apik glimit tchalta v'kasina lekulam esivasach. You know what we should do? We should go and get entire begodim made only out of tchayis and go and be machasa and dress with that all of your colleagues in the mesifta, in the Bismedish. What do you need to just go and do one little string? Let everybody wear full garments out of Techeles. Since you see the Moshe Rabbeinu is not pushing that, is assuming the whole thing is a fraud, there's no such din, and he's making up stories, etc. So as you can see, the Mrs. Korach was not a nice Erlecha lady. Heine Dechsev, and now we understand the import of the Pasuk, Chochmois Noshim Bonsa Besa, ladies that use their chachma and their erlichkeit towards Torah and Yiddishkeit, they are boine their bias, they go and build up their homes, so Ishtar Shal Oin Ben Peles, that saved her marriage and saved her husband. Viveles biodeha tar senu, there's a toy satfus, not biodo, but it's biodeha, and not tar senu, but tar senu. And iveles means a person who is foolish, Biodeh, with her own hands, Tarasenu is going to go and tear down her house. Who is that? So Ishti Shal Korach, because of the fact that she instigated her husband to make this rebellion against Moshe and Aharon. Korach v'chol adosai, Nebuch perished under the ground. Vayikum lefnei Moshe v'anoshim b'nei Yisrael chamishim masoyim. Now it says over here 250 m'bnei Yisrael. The obvious question is, of course m'bnei Yisrael. You think we're talking about 250 Mitzriim or Canaanim. Of course we're talking about Anoshim Mnei Yisrael. Why does it have to say Mnei Yisrael? So the Gemara Darshins Miuchodim Shebe'eda. These weren't just anybody. These were Chashuvim. So much so, the Gemara says, when it says Vait in the Pasuk, Kriyei Moed. What means Kriyei Moed? Not that they would go and greet everybody and say Good Yontif. Kriyei Moed means Shoyoidim La'aber Shonim L'Kvoyich Adoshim. These were people that were ro'oi, if you will, to be on the Sanhedrin. They knew all of the halachas, which deal with ibur shanim, to ma'aba the years, to go and add an odor, and not to add the odor, but the kvei chadoshim, when you should be kvei the new chodesh. These were very, very learned choshuva people. Anshe shem, shayu lehem shem b'chol olam, throughout the world, they had a reputation. So these are very, very chashuvim that joined with Korach. And nevertheless, unfortunately, as you can see from this, that kina v'hatayva v'akovoy meitzienes odam min ha'olam. The Chazal referred to, Rashi refers to Korach as being pikiach zeh. This Korach, who was such a pikiach, was so smart. Why did he get involved in this shtus? Why did he go and cause this whole mechama, this whole battle? And the Rashi, remember, in Chumash tells us, because he saw that his sons are going to, that his grandsons, great-grandsons are going to be Kahanim Gedolim in the base of Mikdash. He figured, that means I'm going to win this war against Moshe. But he didn't know that although he was going to perish, Uvnei Korach Lo'imesu, that his sons did tshuva, and they found the ledge there in Gehenna, and they were able to go and save themselves, as Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Korach. Anyway, when they made this rebellion against Moshe, it says in the Pasuk, Yishma Moshe v'yupal alpana, Moshe ben heard this and he fell on his face. What terrible thing did he hear, other than, of course, that they were rebelling? Mashmu shama, Omreb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omreb Yonison, Shechoshdu hu me'eshesish. Can you imagine, Rachman al-Islan, that people from the Adas Korach were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu and Eishesish? I mean, it's the Gemara wouldn't say it. We couldn't even dream this. We couldn't even think this. How could this be that Moshe Rabbeinu should be? Now, what it says, therefore, v'chashdu me'eshesish ha'nemar v'yikanu l'moshe ma'machna. Normally, the word v'yikanu, of course, would mean kina. They're jealous. However, the Gemara darshens it, Omri Shmuel bar Yitzchak, malam shkolecha v'yechad, kine es ishtoy m'moshe. The type of kina that we're talking about is not really kina, but kinui. Kinui like you find in Parshas Nosoi by the Soita, that every one of the husbands warned their wives, stay away from Moshe Rabbeinu. And we find further proof to this, Shenema. Subsequent to that, Moshe yikach es ha'oil v'not aloi michutz la'machna. The Moshe Rabbeinu took his oil and he pitched it outside the machna. Why did he do that outside the machna? Says Rashi, Shlo yachshedu oid. Nobody should be choshed him anymore. He lived far away from everybody else. So the expectation is that no women are going to come all the way out chutz l'machne. They're all going to be kol kvuda bas melech p'nima. So they're going to be a major separation in location. So nobody should be mekana Moshe Rabbeinu any longer. What would be the reason why they would suspect Moshe Rabbeinu of adultery? I mean, that thing sounds so strange. So, a couple of pshatim are given. The Shaloh HaKudosh says an interesting pshat. He says, as we know, anytime you have a woman that's a soita, she has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, or in this case, the Mishkan, and they have to go mimashka her mei soita, etc., etc. That is all well and good, if the Kahanim and the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan don't know the parties, so they can act as innocent third parties, bystanders, in the entire back and forth of the Maisa Soita, that they have to warn her, and they have to mashbia her, and eventually if she doesn't listen, they have to be mavaza her, and then they have to give her the Maim Amarim, etc., etc. However, some of the Adas Korach said, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Aharon HaKohen to be the Kohen Gadol, and his children to be the Skani Kohen, so they'll be in charge of the whole Soita process. That if Chas Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu, Chulila V'chas, would have erred and sinned with one of these women, and now the husband takes her up to Yerushalayim, or up to the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu would go and send a quick email to his brother, to Aharon, and say, take care of this whole thing, you know, let's make a big cover-up that nobody should hear. This would be a terrible thing if this woman, they ask her, what did you do? Well, I lived with Moshe Rabbeinu. And then they gave her the Maim HaMa'arim, and then she would die. This would be proof positive, Chas V'Shalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu has sinned, Chulil V'Chas. So that's why he appointed Aharon and his children, you take care of the whole mass of Soita. I'll never have to worry about anything, because if any woman comes and she was suspected of living with me, I'll call you and you'll do some sort of shmaidrai that she will not have to take the maimamorim and you'll dismiss the case. That's what the Shaluach Kodesh says.
That's what they were, it shows you that's what was in their mind that they would do if they were in authority for kosher posto, the mumo posto.
Very good.
They suspect Moshe of this. It shows you what they wish to do if they were in authority.
Beautiful, beautiful. Another pshat is from the Sefer called Imrei Tzvi. It's brought in the Margolius Hayam. He says another very interesting pshat, that at the time of the Egel, Aharon HaKohen said to the husbands, go and tell your wives, Porku es Nizmei Hazov. Go and give the Nizmei Hazov, Hashem Azneim, and bring it to me, and we're going to go and throw it into the fire, etc. And guess what happened? They went to their wives, and their wives were all Noshim Tzidkaniyois, and they said, you can stand on your head, we're not going to contribute to this, we're keeping our jewelry, we don't care what you have to say. And the husbands then took their own jewelry off, as well as they tried to schlep as much jewelry as they possibly could from their wives. So the wives did not listen to them. On the other hand, when they started collecting money and goods, not money, but goods for the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu went and made an announcement. Everybody should call him Divlev, Yaviu. Everybody should go and bring Choch Venezim, Tabas, Kumas, Kol Lizov. That was by the Masa Midyan. As well as in the times of the Mishkan, he said, everybody bring the Azov, a Kesef, and a Choshes. And the Pasuk says, Vayivoyu or Vayiviu, Esu Anoshim Al Hanoshim. Why Al Hanoshim? Says Rashi, because the Noshim were the first ones to donate their jewelry and their kesev izov to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, and their husbands followed after them. Ah, so what do we see? When the husbands ask the wives to go and give their jewelry for purposes of the Egel, they refused. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, go and give your jewelry for purposes of the Mishkan, they were the first ones online. And therefore the husbands were mekane. They were jealous. Can you imagine when I talk to my wife, she doesn't listen to me. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks to my wife, she listens immediately. Oh, that's where the kina stemmed from. That's why they were upset. They felt that maybe Chas V'Shalom Moshe was living with the women, and that's the reason why they were so generous and said, sure, here's the money, here's the kesef izov, the jewelry, go and take it. Anyway, after all the pshatim are said, it's still difficult to understand how anybody could have such a crazy kinui against his wife. I'm sorry, Nachmul.
The Marsha.
Shoot, what does the Marsha say?
It says that since Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you punish your own wife, Zipporah, and they thought it impossible for a person to have no advice that's with a wife. She must be has something else in his house.
Uh-huh. He must have had an alternative. Since he was very good, Mendishkoyach. That's a beautiful pshat in the Marsha. That since, unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunate for Moshe and for Tzipora, they could not live together. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed another outlet. So these people said, "Must be with my wife. Why not with Yenim's wife? Akasha v'Masa." So each one was Makana the Ishtoi. Don't get close to Moshe. He unfortunately doesn't have relations with his wife, so stay away. Shkoyach mani. And we continue on. Vayoka Moshe v'yelech el dosan v'aviram. What did he go to dosan v'aviram? Rashi brings this in Chumash. Omrei Shlokish mekan she'in machzik machloikis. When there's a machloikis, try whatever you can to settle. Try whatever you can to negotiate a favorable outcome. The Omer Rav kol machzik machloikis oiv balav shenemar v'loiyeh kekoyrech v'chad dosay. Make sure that you never have machloikisim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Raya Mehemd of Klai Yisrael, the Godel Hador, the one that was up 40 days and 40 nights in Shemayim, Lechem Leichalti, Mayim Leishasisi, he had to go and subjugate himself and bow down in front of Dasa Vafiram. Let's try to make a deal. Why would he want to do that? Ein machzikim machloikis. Even if it's beyond your dignity to speak to people like Dasa Vafiram, who were, if you will, oisvurfs, nevertheless, I want to make a deal. I don't want machloikis. Ravashi Omar, whoever is machzik machloikis, roi litzterea. He's roi to become a metzoyra. Ksiv hocha, biyad moishu loi. V'loyeh kakorev chadosoi, biyad moishu loi. Uksiv hosam, and it says about when the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed mofsim to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yoyim Hashem loi, oid So you see that same type of lashon of biyad. V'yem Hashem loy oid havenayodcha, and it's, we're talking about Moshe, and it's v'yem Hashem loy. So you have the same type of biyad Moshe loy. A person machzim machloikis can become a metzayda. Omer b'yosi kol achodik al machas beis David roy lahakishoy nochosh. Just like we talked about machloikis, if a person has machulik on malchus beis David, he's ro'oi that he should be bitten by a snake. Ksivacha v'yizbach adoniyo tzoynu vacha umri im even hazeichalis. Adoniyo, as you know, was one of the sons of David HaMelech. David HaMelech had already selected Shloime to be his mamala makayim. Adoniyo was not happy with that, and he tried to get together his own fan club to become the new successor to David HaMelech. So what did Adoniyo do? He brought his kabbonis, Tzoynu Vaku Mri, Im Eben HaZecheles. Parshat Pshat, Eben HaZecheles is the name of a place, the stone of Zecheles, that's where he brought these kabbonis. However, Ksiv Hasam, it says at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Im Chamas Zoychalei Ofar. Zoychalei Ofar are snakes that slither in the Ofar, in the ground, in the earth. Ah, so therefore, Zoichle Ofer, therefore, is a reference to snakes. Eben HaZecheles, therefore, Zoicheles and Zoichle Ofer are now related terms, apparently from the same Shoirish, and therefore, goes to show you that a person like Adoniyo, who is being Choylik on Malchus based David, interestingly enough, he himself is the Malchus based David. He is the son of David HaMelech, but that means that he was against the new successorship in the Malchus based over that of Shlomo Melech. Since he made a machloikis, then Roy Lakisha Nochosh, Zeicheles, and Zeichele offer. Omer of Chizda, Kol Choylik al Rabbi, Choylik al Shchino, whoever makes a machloikis against his Rebbe, it's like he's arguing with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Shenemar, Batzoisom al Hashem. Again, going back to the Masa Koyrach, Batzoisom al Hashem, they're going against Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. Whoever makes a fight with his Rebbe, it's as if he's fighting against Hashem. Shenemar, the main Meriva, even though they were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Mora, the waters are terrible. So that all led up, of course, to the main Meriva. So Bnei Yisrael were Es Hashem, they were arguing against Moshe. Whoever has complaints against his Rabbi, it's as if he's complaining against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, Moshe and Aharon were saying, you're not complaining against us, you're complaining against the Rabbi Nishalot. Whoever has bad thoughts about his Rabbi, in other words, he attributes to his Rabbi bad things, it's as if he's saying about the Shechina bad things, Shenemar. So the Torah equates when you speak bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like speaking against Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those were a series of memories, all having to do with machlokes. Now we go back to Koyrach. Oishe shomer leva'olav lira'asai. Amrei shlokish ze oish roishel Koyrach. Although this is a pasuk in Koheles, this pasuk exemplifies Koyrach. That what the Koyrach, as we know, was a tremendous Oisher. We're going to see in the Gemara shortly where he got his Ashirus from. And because he had that Oisher, that made him arrogant and pompous. I can't say Balgava. Ich bin Hagroisa Kanaker. I happen to be a very wealthy individual. Shamal Balavar also, this unfortunately led to his downfall and eventually to his death. And the Pasuk continues, Eiskali Yikum Asher Biragleim. That it was swallowed up in the ground, the Yikum. What's Yikum? This is referring to the possessions of a person that give him come, that give him a standing. He's able to get up on his feet. If he doesn't have any money, unfortunately, if he has to sit and he has to lie down, he has gunished. This gives him a status and a standing in the community. That's Yikum Hashem. Now we're going to talk about the Ashirus of Koyrach, Masui Gimel Meois Perodois Levonois, a masa of 300 Perodois are mules, Levonois, white mules. And as we know, whenever you see the number 300, you have to suspect that it's a guzma. And in fact, the Masoretus Hashas says here on the side, Gimel Meois Lav Davka. And the same thing is, Kol sholish meis in shas. It's always laftaf. It's just an exaggeration. Just like we take for granted, we say skyscrapers. What's a skyscraper? You have a building which is 20 stories high, 50 stories high. Is it really scraping the sky? No. It's an expression. Or if you say, I was at Chasana last night, there must have been 5,000 people there. 5,000? Come on, give me a break. Maybe 1,000. Maybe 500, not 5,000. But people speak in exaggerations. And here too, Chazal often use a Lashon Guzma. And we're saying 300 white mules carried that Koirach had so many safes and warehouses and treasuries where he needed keys for each one to open each one of them. Where did he keep all of those keys? He didn't have enough room in his pocket. He didn't have enough room in his suitcase. He had to have 300 Prodis Levonis to carry all those keys around from place to place. Now you would think, well, maybe they were all made out of iron, and therefore they're very heavy. That's why you need these Prodis, these mules. The Kulu, and all of them are Klidi Vekilfi de Gilda. Rashi said that means that they were all made out of leather, these keys. And therefore, if they're made out of leather, obviously they were lighter than if they would be made out of metal. So that shows you the tremendous Ashirus that Koirach had. But it doesn't tell us how he got that Ashirus. Zoktimar Amr Pchama Bereb Chanina, Gimun Matmoini Yois Hitman Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef hid three major treasures in Mitzrayim. Presumably these were some of the results or some of the proceeds that came in from the fact that Yosef was selling all of the tvua to those people that were hungry during the years of the famine. So Yosef HaTzadik put away these three matmonios. Achas neskaltzel koirach.
Work for Pharaoh. It's not his money. He cannot put it away. He was a big tzaddik.
So that was bothering me too. Bill, I thank you very much for raising the issue. So I would answer one of two things. Either, number one, these three matmonios, these in fact were hidden places for Paroi, just that Yosef was in charge. Paroi didn't entrust anybody with these matmonios. So Yosef set aside all these three major treasure houses, major safes, major vaults for all of this precious money and gold and whatever people brought. And over time, these were forgotten. After all, Yosef HaTzadik eventually passed away. Paroi eventually passed away. There were no emails or secret records. So years later, Achas Neskaltza Lekoirach, Achas Neskaltza Taninus, and Achas Genuz Letzadikim. So that could be one thing, that these were really, although Yosef hid the goods that were not for himself, they were for Paroi. Or perhaps another pshat might be that Yosef had a salary, maybe even took a commission, obviously all authorized by Paroi, because Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore, maybe all the commissions added up to these three matmonios. But whatever the story was, I wasn't there around at that time, so I can only speculate. I'm assuming some Forsham may address this.
You did ask this question.
In Buzukta.
It's only stayed good because it's given justice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it stayed good, so it was Yosef.
Aha, okay. Buzukta do 44, 46, 45, 46. Roman Emperor. Mm-hmm. Okay. To do as he pleased. Aha. Desperate. Now the purchasers divide the three groups. Okay. The Art Scroll quotes here a lengthy Ben Yehoyada that discusses this very issue. How does it belong to Yosef? Didn't belong to Yosef. He says that really it did belong to Yosef because it was Yosef's idea and suggestion about putting away the food from the seven good years, and therefore all the storage houses were divinely blessed in the schus of Yosef HaTzadik. And that's why they didn't go bad, and that's why they stayed fresh during the first 2 years of the Shnasar Ovoin. Anyway, and therefore the Yosef HaTzadik would have been entitled to it, and that's why it says that it was put away by Yosef. Anyway, he brings a whole pshat here from the Ben Yehoyada, Ayin Sham. But Bill, a very, very good question. So bottom line is, these three matmonios, eventually, apparently, they were hefker, because it says that what happened eventually, says the Gemara, achas nizgaltza l'kairach, one of them became revealed to kairach, achas nizgaltza l'ataninus ben asfirus, ataninus, that was the good friend of Rebbe that the Gemara talks about from time to time, the dialogues and the friendship between Rebbe and Antoninus. This is obviously many, many, many years later. So you see that apparently everybody had forgotten about these matmoinios. Another one that is still hidden somewhere in Mitzrayim, maybe in one of these huge pyramids, and it's being held for the tzadikim l'asalava. So that's how Koyrach became so wealthy. Although Koyrach died at the time of the Gansa Das Koyrach, but he was not one of those that was Nivla Baretz, he was not swallowed up, and he was not one of those that was burned together with those that were Makrivi Haktoiris. How do I know? Why does it say Koyrach? What about Koyrach himself? No, it's all the men that were part of the Adas Koyrach, but Koyrach himself was not swallowed up. It was the 250 people. There's an earlier pasuk that says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave 250 of these pans, fire pans, for purposes of being marked to the Torahs, and the pasuk says, "But I'm giving it to you for distribution to your people." So it wasn't for Koyrach. Koyrach himself, the Gemara assumes, was not one of the Makrivi HaKtoiris, and therefore, even though it says in the Pasuk that they were all Serufim, they all died through Eish, but not Koyrach. This is what Reb Yochanan said. However, brings the Gemara a Braisa, Masnisa Tana, Nishtozoi. Koyrach min HaSerufim, Umin HaBluim. He got both punishments. He was initially Seruf, then ultimately he was Balua in the earth, like the Gemara will explain. So the pasuk on the surface sounds like just like this man the Amar. If that's what it says in the pasuk, how could Rabbi Yochanan deny and say the koyach was not among the bluah? And Mafoshim explained, because it really depends on where you put the esnachta, where you put the trop in the pasuk. We have over here in the Torah Ora Shalem, in mine it's Yud Tes, in yours it might be 19. It says in the pasuk, "Vatiftach ha'aretz etz piha, vativla oisam the es koyrach b'moiso eda v'acholo eish eis chamish masayim ish v'yu l'neis." So the way this man the Yom is learning pshat is, which is the poshut of pshat, "Vatiftach ha'aretz etz piha, vativla oisam the es koyrach." However, Rabbi Yochanan learns no, "Vatiftach ha'aretz etz piha, vativla oisam." Period. What happened to Koyrach? There's Koyrach b'moisa Eida. Other people in the Eida also died at the time. There was a Gansa Magefa. So Koyrach was not among those that was the Beluim. But Koyrach goes on the Moisa Eida. When other people died, he died among them. Continuing Gemara, he was not, this man the Yomah holds, he was Minas Rufim. The Chassidus and the Apostle, the Eish Yotzah Me'eish Hashem. Vatoichel Eish HaMishim Messiah Ish. And he learns, and the apostle continues on, Maktir HaKtoiris, and therefore Makriv HaKtoiris, and he's learning that even if Koyrach was not among the 250, but he was also one of the Makriv HaKtoiris, and he also died together with them as a result of the Sreifa. So now the question is, how can you die twice? I'm sorry?
How can Rabbi Yochanan say he wasn't from the Nishrafin? Because if he touches the plus, if he stops it there, it says at the end of the pasuk, "There's korach ba'ochol ha'eish." I mean, if the save of the pasuk seems to put him within his bluff and not within his life.
You're going back to the.
How can Rabbi Yochanan say?
You're going back to the earlier pasuk that we discussed. That with tivla oisim is korach. Stop. With tiftach oris is piva tivla oisim. They were bluim. Korach died in Moisa Eda. Those people that were not the bluim and not the serufim, he died with others. There was a third category of people. And then, b'chola eish, at the same time, there was a fire that came out that ate up the chamishim masayim ish, etc. There's no question about it that the braisa is easier in terms of the loshen apasik. But Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah that the Koyrech was on his own. He was not killed among the Blum and not among the Serufim. He was in his own category. And he died among other people that died at that time, but not together with the Serufim or the Blum. Now, how can a person die twice? If he already died Serufim, how could he also die with a... If you look at the last Rashi, Barry, on the right-hand side, Lehman Blum, Lehman Serufim, Elamagefa. Mace. He died in the Magefa. Remember, after the Masa of Koyrech, then there was a Magefa, and then Aharon went out with Ektoiris, and Rashi brings that he was told by, I think, the Malach HaMuvas, that the Ektoiris can go and be Matzil Neshamas, and he went with his Ektoiris. Everybody thought until now the Ektoiris is dangerous. It killed all of these people, so Ektoiris is a bad thing. So the Malach HaMuvas told him, no, the Ektoiris is also a good thing. Just like it can be Mememis, it can also be Machai. So, but many people had already died by that time, by the time he had already been Makdil Ktoiris, in that Magefa. And according to Isman the Yama, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Koyrech died in that Magefa together with him. But getting back to our case, how could a person be both Isrufim and Beluim? So Rashi says, we know that the Gemara said earlier in our Perek that the... I'm sorry?
But Bilam got four Mises Bezden.
That was Bilam. Here we're talking about our good friend Koyrech. So
okay, but earlier it said that Bilam got all four Mises. How did he get all four Mises? And it describes how Bilam suffered all four Mises.
Okay, so now what's the description now? Once he's burned, how did he go and be swallowed up by the ground?
The ashes, he was burnt, so his ashes were swallowed up.
Well, I have the better news for you. Rashi is bothered by this question. So look at Rashi on the left-hand margin. Second line, in a bloom, uminisrufim. Look at Rashi. Shenisrafa nishmasoi viguf kayam. Oh. If you remember when we learned about Elohein hanisrafim, what was this reifa? They didn't put him in the bonfire, but they put the lead, right? That psila shel aver. And now the Gemara asked, where do we learn this from? So there was a machloikis, whether you learn it from Nodav Aviyu, or do you learn it from the case of Adas Koyrech. The Adas Koyrech, it says that it was Nisrafa Nishmason, but the Gufkayim. Ah, so that's what happened over here too, that Koyrech and all of the Srufim, Nisrafa Nishmason, however, the Guf was still alive, and guess what happened? Then there was what we would call an earthquake. The earth opened up, and all of those people, unfortunately, Nivla, they were all swallowed up by the ground. So you could be both a Serufim and a Belur. So back to our Gemara. Zog to Gemara, Omer Rav, about 10 lines from the bottom. Omer Rav, Michael Sim said, the Pasuk Shemesh Yereach, Omad Zvula, Li Orchitzecha, Yehalechu, Malamich Olu, Shemesh Yereach, Li Zvul. As you know, the Gemara in Mesechtes Chagiga says that there were seven levels of Shemayim, and one of the levels was Zvul. So it says, Shemesh v'Yireach, who were on one of the lower levels, they went all the way up to Zvul, and they made a mass demonstration in Dizengoff Square in Tel Aviv. And they said, Amalef anu Rabbi Nishalem, imata oisid din ben Amram, if you're going to go and find ben Amram right against Koyrech, neitzei, then we're going to go and shine today like every other day. V'imlav loy neitzei. If not, we're going to go on strike, and me, Shemesh, I'm not going to go out during the day, and me, Yereach, I'm not going to go out at night. Achizorek behem chitzim, until Kaviyochel and Rabbi Yishalom had to go and shoot arrows at the sun and at the moon, that they should do their jobs and not go on strike. Omelan HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, B'chvoydi loy mechisa, when there was a problem of my covet, then you were not moicha. Now what is that covet that we're referring to? We're referring to the fact that every single morning when the Shemesh would come out, you would always have the sun worshippers that would come out and they would bow down to the sun. Chevra, you, sun, every single time those people come out sun worshipping in the morning, you should say, oh, you're coming to worship me. Don't worship me, you have to worship the Rabbi Nishlein. You're not going to listen? I'm going to turn the lights out. I'm going to go on vacation for a week. But therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at the Shemesh and Levana for making this protest. And therefore, we're in the today, mamish today, now in Toshin Pei Hei, 2025, every day before the Shemesh and Yireach go out, you and I don't, well, I shouldn't say you, I don't see it. Maybe you do. Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and first gives him patch and says, Chevra, Aros, go and be the Shemesh V'Yireach today. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do this on a daily basis because they feel so contrite, they feel so upset that they were not moicha for the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu. From now on, they don't go out until Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes them out, so to speak. That's how the Gemara goes. Now, the question is, why were the Shemesh V'Yireach so appalled about this whole business with Korach and Moshe that they felt they have to go and protest? What's up with the Shemesh V'Yireach? Kadosh Baruch Hu has so many... Why didn't the Malachim up in Shemayim, why didn't they make a protest? Why didn't other things that work for Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's up with the Shemesh V'Yireach? So I once saw in a sefer years ago that the reason why the Shemesh V'Yireach is because we have a situation where Korach is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kichola eda kulam kedoshim, umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu, you're no greater than anybody else. We're all on the same level. Kulam kedoshim. We're all mamish the same. Who had that same machloikis about whether they're the same or one is greater than the other? The first ones in history were during the Maase Bereishis, where the Yireach said, "Ein shtei malachim." Can't go and wear keser echad. They can't go and be the same. It's impossible, both the sun and the moon. You can't have them both the same. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's why I'm going to be mamayit you, mamayit this Yireach. Ah, so therefore the solution every time when you have two which are at the same level, is that you have to make one greater and one lower. Says now the Shemesh Yireach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to allow Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu to be on the same level, then why you will mamayit the Yireach? You could have left us on the same level. That's why they were moichin, they said. If you had to go mimayit one of us, because you can't have two malachim b'keser echad, then you can't have Moshe and Korach b'keser echad. So, have to go and do a din, l'ben amma. That's what you said.
The moon's light is the reflection of the sun.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it shows which is greater.
Possibly... Initially, at the times of Maase Bereishis, the Yireach had its own sunlight or its own moonlight. It was not just a reflection. It's because of that, the statement that you can't have two malachim keser echad. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamayit this Yireach, not necessarily only in size, but also in losing its own light and being just a mirror image, a reflection of the sun. Shkoyach.
It was a light issue.
Very much. It was not light at all. It was a very heavy issue. Exactly right. Shkoyach. Okay, it was a very enlightening comment, and we're going to continue on. Dorish Rabba, 6-7 lines from the bottom. Maida Siv says in the Pasik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah says in Bria, Yivra Hashem, Upatzo Adom, is Pia, Uvalo Isim, is Kol Hashem, Pio Duchayim Sha'oila, etc. So what's this Lashon, Yibria Yivra Hashem? Omo Moshe Lefnei Kodesh Bochum. In Bria, Gehenim, Mutav. If Gehenim is already in existence, and you already created it, it's good. So then, we can use the existing Gehenim for Korach Chaladosei. V'im lav, and if there is no Gehenim until now, Yivra Hashem, Hashem should go and create a new Gehenim on the spot. And the obvious question is, what do you mean? What about all those that sinned from the beginning of time until now? There was no Gehenim? Feitim ulamai. Ilayim alam mivrei mamish. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Bria, if there's already a Bria of Gehenim, mutav. Of course there was already a Bria of Gehenim. What type of... In kol chodesh tachas ha-shamesh. Everything was created the first 7 days and we're done. El alekruvei pischa. What he meant to say is, if there happens to be Gehenim right over here, underneath the feet of Korach v'Chaladosei, so that's good. If not, Yivrashem, open up a new opening over here, a new hollow, and create a crevice, and they should all fall into that crevice. And it says in the pasuk when they koyach loy mesu tana v'shem Rabbeinu Amru, presumably Rabbeinu is referring to Rebbe, since it's a tana, it's a brisa. Mokim nisbatel hem begenim v'yoshvu olav. There was one ledge kind of sticking out there in the upper echelons of the Gehenim, and they were able to go and do tshuva and sit over there. The Amru shira, and they thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for allowing them to live after they did tshuva. Amr Rabbi B'chana, Mazaktir, I can't hear you.
That's what happened.
You're coming in very fuzzy. I'm sure it's a very witty statement, but you're coming in fuzzy.
Okay,
They alleged. That's what
they alleged. Alleged. It was alleged. Oh, thank you very much. So to more about
such alleged in English.
Alleged. It means if you go and say v'inyanim, an allegation is a ketina, the riven at ketina, the yemen v'chimen. So not alleged. Vayishish v'zichah b'zichah b'tzvay aydin. B'shnayim aydin yekum duvan. Omer Rabbi Bachana. This Rabbi Bachana is famous to us because we learned it in Bava Basra not too long ago. Omer Rabbi Bachana. Zim nechoda avikazil neba'orcha. I was traveling. Omeli ha'utaya. And I met an Arab merchant. And he said, to'ach v'iloch. Blui the koirach. I want to go and show you where koirach chaladosai are bluim in the ground. Ozul choza, he went and he showed him trey busy, two big cracks, two big crevices, to have a kanofa kitra minayu, that there was smoke coming up from those two crevices. Shokel gover di amra, so Rabbi Bachana wanted to make sure, or maybe the merchant wanted to prove it to him, so he took gover di amra, that means a piece of fabric made out of amra, tzemer, made out of wool. Amshei b'maya, and he went and soaked it in water. V'oisvei b'reish rohimchen, he put it at the end of a spear. V'achlefei hosam, and he put it there on top of one of those two crevices. And ichrach, and in fact it got singed, it got burnt. So this wasn't just, you know, a mirage of some sort, or just some heat coming up from the ground. This was the real McCoy, that there's still a fire burning down below. Omele, so now the Tagar, the Taya, says Rabbi Bachana, Otis Mashamis, listen very carefully, what do you hear down below? The Shamis, and he heard, Tavika Amri Hochi, that he said, Moishe Betzerusi Emes, Behein Badoim. He heard that they are screaming from down below, we're wrong. Moishe and his Toyris Emes, and we, they refer to themselves as Hein, in third party Loshin, that they happen to be phonies, meaning Koirech V'chol Adosai. So that's further proof that in fact, this is the real McCoy where the blue Kairach was. Malay, and now the Tagar, the Taya, says to Rabbi Bachana, you should know this is not just something that happens every 100 years. Kol t'los in yoimin, every 30 days, mahadr l'hu gehenim, kibosr b'toich kalachas. You hear this happens just like when you have bosr b'toich kalachas, like when you have meat on the grill. What do? You turn it over from time to time. So here too, every 30 days, it turns around, turns it over. And v'amri hachi, and we hear nochmul, moishu v'tirusi emes, v'hein badoi, and we hear this every 30 days. Here it doesn't say, but I think in the Rejbam, in Bava Basra, I think it says every 30 days means every Rosh Chodesh. Why would it be dafkan Rosh Chodesh? Because the Mefarshim say that we know by the chatas that is brought on Rish Chodesh, the Korban Tzibah, the Chatas, it says, Naposik Chatas LaHashem. And it's a famous Chazal, LaHashem means the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm bringing a Chatas for my own sin. What sin the Chatas Shom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, do? Ashimiyat Fiyasayareach, I was Mamayat Levana. Ah, so that turns back, that ties into what we said before, that the Levana was the one that had a Taina. Why did you make me smaller? I would have wanted to be on the same scale, the same size, just like the Yichama. And according to Shali, have the same type of its own internal light and not just the reflection of the other light. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's why every 30 days, that's where you hear that Moshe gets the benefit of this announcement. The Moshe Terosei Emes, Vehim Badoim. So Moshe Beinu won. Koirach, therefore, was demoted, literally demoted into the ground. And so therefore, you, Yireach, don't be upset because of your own demotion. In fact, you should be happy. You're still shining even today, or at least at night. You're still shining as a result of the reflection of the Shemesh. So that all kind of ties in together why Dafka Rish Chodesh, when we bring that carbon, and why they make that statement each time from these two crevices. Okay, we leave now Koirach and we go to the Mishnah, which says, Dor Midbar Inlem Chedek L'Mabah. It says, because obviously the Yitamu v'sham Yimusu are redundant. Yitamu means they're all going to die. V'sham Yimusu, they're all going to die. So you're going to die twice. Yitamu v'lamazeh, v'sham Yimusu v'lamabah. V'yomer, it's not a pasuk. Asher nishbati li'api im yavoyin el menuchas. We say this every Friday night in L'chuna Ranana. So now the question is, what's the raya that this has to do with the Dor HaMidbar? Because the pasuk before that is, Arboim Shana Okep Pedoyer, V'oimer Amtoye Leivavein, V'heim L'yodah Durachoy. It's talking about Arboim Shana Oked B'dor. Where's the 40 years of the Dor? That means the Dor HaMidbar. Oh, so about the Dor HaMidbar, Nishbati V'Api, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvua. Im Yevoinu Menuchasi, they're never going to come to Menucha, never, never, never. Even the Oilam Haba. Div Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva, as you can see, took a very strong line vis-a-vis the Dor HaMidbar. Eilam Chaylik HaMidbar, you can stand on your head. The Gemara is going to say shortly that this is very uncommon for Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva was one of those types that always tried to darshan litoiva b'chassidus, like we have by Noach. He was Yeshmer Rabbeinu Shadoshim Lishvach. I'm sorry?
Optimistically.
So he would always have a positive understanding and interpretation. We're going to see about Rabbi Kiva shortly, but you see Rabbi Kiva over here says, Eilam Chaligoba. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, no. It's not hein boin, but boin hein la'olam haba. They do come to olam haba. Shenemar says in the pasuk, isfuli chasidoi koyse brisi alei zovach. What's the ray from this pasuk? Rashi says, with whom was a Kodesh Baruch Hu koyres bris alei zovach? This was the Dor HaMidbar, because when at the time of the Har Sinai Matan Torah, it says v'yizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem parim, that they brought korbanos, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, take the dam from those kabanas and be zoyrikit on the and the pasuk says hine dam habris hasher koras Hashem imachem. So we see that the bringing of those kabanas and the sprinkling of the blood, that's called bris. See here too, isfuli chasidei the korase brisi ale zavach, they made the bris through the medium of bringing these kabanas and sprinkling the dam. So these are my chasidei. Isfuli Kodesh Baruch Hu says I'm going to be ma'as of them, I'm going to go and collect them. Not now, but also lovoi, so they will have a chelik la'olam haba. Ilamana mikam nishmati v'yapi, ba'api nishmati v'chazrani bi. Ein echanami. That's why the pasuk says be'api, to tell you that this was not a regular shvua. This was a shvua that was made when the Kodesh Baruch Hu was at the heat of his anger, and then he was mescharet. He had charata, and Rashi says that he was mescharet, and then presumably you now go into mesechtes in the Dorim, where it says that if you want to go and be maternator, you have to be Peseach b'charata. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is Peseach b'charata, and then presumably the Bezin Shomala was maternator, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to go and be ma'as of them after all. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Oimer, Leinem HaPasik Zeh, L'Kenegad Doidus HaBoyim. This pasik that you are quoting, Isfuli Chasidoi, Goyse Brisi Al Zavach, is a beautiful pasik, but it's not talking about the Dor HaMidbar. It's talking about the future. What type of future? That means every door that has Baruch Hashem Chasidim and Tzadikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to collect them eventually. And what is the Korsei Brisi? This is talking about these great heroes, Chanan Mishol Vazari, that were willing to go and be Moise Nefesh, and they were thrown into the Kibbush HaNeish, and as we all know, they came out alive. So that is a real korsei brisi. What about Ali Zavach? Ali Zavach, Ilu Rekiva Chaverim, Shemasur Atzim Leshchita Al Divrei Torah. Rabbi Kiva and his Chaverim, meaning all of the Asar Rukhe Malchus, they unfortunately Moise Nefesh Nebach Leshchita Al Divrei Torah. So that's Ali Zavach. They were brought like human sacrifices, like human korbanos. Ibshimanasi Oimer, Boyin Hel Oilam Abba. They do come to Oilam Abba, Shenemar, Uftuya Yashem Yeshuvan, Uvo Tzim Barina. Says Rashi, if Tu Yeshem is referring to the Dor HaMidbar that were originally in Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu has poided them, Kodesh Baruch Hu redeemed them from Mitzrayim. So these Tu Yeshem Yeshuvim, they eventually will be Uvod Tzion Barina, even though they died in the Midbar, but the time will come. They will be Yeshuvim, they will be returned La'asid Lavi. So we had, as you saw, 3-4 Mandi Amrim about the status of the Dor HaMidbar, Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan Shavka Rabbi Kiva LaChasidusei. Rabbi Kiva put aside his Chasidus. Chasidus meaning that normally he would always speak favorably about a situation, and in this case, unfortunately, he was negative, and he said, no, they're not going to come, L'Asad Lavi. Now, how could he have darshaned in a way that they are going to come, L'Asad Lavi? She took to Mora Shinema, I have a posik. Holech v'karasim adi Yishalayim Leymar. This, of course, is not a pasuk of the time in the Midbar. This is a pasuk generations later. Go and call out to the Anshi Yerushalayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Zecharti lo chesed nuraych." I remember for you You today, the Anshe Yerushalayim, I remember the chesed of the Neurim of years ago. Ahavas klu lo yisoyich. Lech teich achrim b'midba b'eretz leizeruah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is now talking to the Ozne Yerushalayim at the time of that pasuk, and he's saying to them, I remember for you the schusim that you all have because of the chesed that was done generations ago in the Dor HaMidbar. So tomorrow, ma'achirim boim b'schusim, ma'adach li'achirim, meaning the later generations, these Ozne Yerushalayim, they're going to be saved in the schus of the Dor HaMidbar from years ago. Hey, ma'atzman by Koshkin, won't they certainly be saved? If the future generations are going to have the schus of Los Lovai, wouldn't you say for sure the Dor HaMidbar, who in their schus, these Anshe Yerushalayim are still living at the time of that pasuk? Is the chasimin, that's what Rabbi Kiva could have, would have, and should have darshened. And this is a very rare case where Rabbi Kiva, shavka l'chasidusa, he puts that aside and he darshened the other psukim that we quoted differently, that the Dor HaMidbar ein lehem chelik l'olam haba.
So the Dor HaMidbar,
the Dor,
were the ones who had faith and left Egypt with God.
Right.
That was their schus.
That was their schus.
So I heard, can I share something I heard in the Siyum 2 months ago on Sanhedrin?
Let's hear.
I was in the home of Rabbi Shlomo Gottesman, his father, Olam Shlomo, is still alive. And he mentioned the Siyum. He went on the Sanhedrin in Munkach, and I think in 1937 or so, and he said, and the Munkasher Rav said, how could we say Dor HaMidbar, Eim L'Chelekim Abba, Yitzias Mitzrayim, I mean, everything, all the Nisim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and he says, not that they will not have Olam Abba in the future. He said, they had Olam Abba, that their life in the Midbar was what Olam Abba is, where God directly rules over you, cares for you, protects you and guides you. He says something of that nature.
And feeds you.
This is from Gottesman's father, who survived terrible, terrible times during the war. So I heard it from him to see him. It stayed with me. They had Olam Haba in their lifetime. They had it in their lifetime already. They're not going to have it again because they had it already, as it were.
They were already Zoychet to Olam Haba. They were already Yoytzer.
Exactly.
Very good. Shkoyach. Okay, next time. You may want to give him a call and tell him, by the way, Shlomo Gottesman just made a shidduch of his son Chaimel. And Chaimel, you may recall when he was Bar Mitzvah, he used to lane for us at Rabbi Vohan's every Monday and Thursday. A wonderful young man. Yes. And Baruch Hashem, he just became a chassan. So you can call Shlomi and tell him, number one, Mazel Tov. And number two, you can tell him that you repeated a vort of his father's Chen Levracha. I'm sure he'll be overjoyed, and you can wish him a good yontif at the same time. And we continue on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Seres HaShvatim in Nasin Lachzar. The Seres HaShvatim that were taken away by Sancheiriv are never going to return. Shnemar, Vayashlichim al Eretz Acheres Kayoim Azeh. They were sent away to an Eretz Acheres, to another land. I don't even know where that other land is. And they're not going to return. Just like today, only comes once. You're not going to have Sunday appearing twice in this week. It's only going to happen today. Tomorrow will already be Monday. Same thing. That's why it says, again, Rabbi Kiva is taking a hard line vis-a-vis that Seres HaShvatim, that they're not going to return. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kayoim Azeh, Mayoim Ma'afil Umeyer, Av Seres HaShvatim, Shafel Lehen. Kachasida lechoyer lehem. The Blazer darshan's a word kayoy masem. Mayoy mafulu meir. Just like every day, right? It's vayi erev vayi voiker yoyim echad, vayi erev vayi voiker yoyim sheni, etc. Every single day we start off bafela. We start at night. It's dark, but the next morning a meir, and then Baruch Hashem things begin to shine. Rashi says the same thing applies even in the morning when you get up. It's still somewhat dark. But as you get closer and closer to 12 o'clock, to midday, it gets lighter and lighter and lighter. Afeseres HaShvatim, Shafel Lehen, even though, in the meantime, it's Afela, we don't know where they are, where we and they are totally in the dark as to their existence. Abakachasina Lehoy Lehen, but Amiyat Hashem, they will be returned. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah is not that clear when will they be returned, and Rashi has two pshatim. whether we're talking about at the times the Emois HaMashiach that they will return, and or whether we're talking about the Asad Lov and the Olam Haba, which we've already had earlier on in our Perek, that that's some period of time post-Mashiach. Exactly how many years post-Mashiach, that there was major machloikis in back in our Gemara, whether you're talking about 1,000 years later, 2,000 years later, how long was Mashiach? Is Mashiach 40 years? Is Mashiach 365 years? Agan Samaisa. Anyway, machloik is exactly when they were.
But you can be assured.
Assured. Very good. Zukimar, Tanu Rabban. As says the Shvatim Nechel, when Boshe Nemetz in the Pasuk, for Yitshem Hashem Mi'al Ad Masam, Ba'af Uvechema Uvekets of God Oil. And the Pasuk continues on, Ma'yashlichem Al-Eretz Acheres Ki'yoy Mazeh. That the second part of the Pasuk we quoted in the Mishnah. But the Gemara now quotes, the Braisa quotes the whole Pasuk, Ve'yitshem Hashem Mi'al Ad Masam, Ba'af Uvechema Uvekets of God Oil, Ve'yitshem Hashem Mi'al Ad Masam, Ba'il Mazeh. Ve'yashlichem Al-Eretz Acheres Li'oilam Haba. That's the same Rebbe Kiva that we have in the Reish of the Mishnah, that they ain't coming back. The Aser Shvatim are not going to return. Oylem Abba. B'shimen Yehuda ish kvar akoy oymen mishimen. B'shimen, im maseyem ki yoyim azeh, einim choyzim. V'im lav choyzim. B'shimen min Yehuda ish kvar akoy darshins the words ki yoyim azeh differently than we had in the Mishnah. Ki yoyim azeh means, just like the yoyim azeh doesn't return, im maseyem ki yoyim azeh. If their masim are like today, today means Einan Chayzrin. However, if their masim are not like Kiyom Hazeh, meaning they do tshuva, then Chayzrin Yitchem, they will return. Rabbi Omer, Boim Hema Oilam Haba, Shenemer, says the Apostle, Yemba, who? Yitokim Shefa Godel, Uvoy, Hu Oivdim, Mi Eretz Ashur. This is what Shelley was talking about before. Sinchedev was the king of Ashur. Are you sure? Yes, of course I'm sure. That he was the king of Ashur, and he took the 10 Shvatim away, and, but, they're going to return. And again, Omer B'chon, Rabbi Yochanan and Shavka, Rabbi Kiv Lachasiduse, Rabbi Kiv that normally darshan positively, here in our Mishnah, in the Braise, he said, no, they ain't coming back. They're not going to return. So that was very unlike Rabbi Kiva. Shinema, what could Rabbi Kiva have darshan? He could have dashed in Holach v'Karosas Advorim O'Ela Tzafoina V'Yamarta Shuva Mishuva Yisrael. What is this double lush and Shuva Mishuva? Says Rashi, Shuva Mishuva comes to tell you that everybody will return, not only the two Shvatim, but also the other 10 Shvatim. No Mashem v'li apel pani b'chem ki chosan ani ni'um Hashem li etro le'oilam. I'm not going to have the tear against you guys forever. Eventually, you're all going to go and return. So, we see that there was an opportunity for Rabbi Kiva to darshan in a positive way, but for some reason, he didn't darshan that way, he darshaned it negatively. Frank Timor, you keep on talking about Rabbi Kiva chasiduse, my chasiduse. The sign of the Braisa. Ketani b'nei Risha Yisrael. Ketanim, the children of Rishoyim, of Yiddish Rishoyim, Risha Yisrael. Ein bo'lo elam abba. They're not going to come to elam abba, shenema. In other words, it's not just the fathers of the Rishoyim, but also the children. The day is going to come, it's going to be burning like a furnace. All the Rishoyim, they'll be kash. Kash will be like straw. Not only they, the Rishoyim, are going to be boyer ketaner and kash, and they're going to be burned, but not only that, shorish v'onav. Shorish v'onav means even the Shiroshim and Anofim, even the roots and even the branches. In other words, the ganze mishpoche, nothing will be left. The ketanim ein boim olam haba. Shorish b'olam hazeh v'anof olam haba, divrei Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva oim boim olam haba. No, the children will come olam haba. Shenem reshoim p'soim Hashem. What does shoim p'soim Hashem have to do anything? Shekein koyrim b'krach hayam liyanuka pasya. When they want to refer to a tinnik in the krach hayam in the islands, they refer to as Pasi. Oh, Hashem Baruch is going to go and protect all of the Ktanim, all of the Tanoikis, all the Tanoikim and Tanoikos. For Oimer, and I have another Pasik. Goy de Ilna the Chavulohi, Beram Ikashar Shoyi be Arish Vuku. Where is this a Pasik? Pasik presumably in Daniel. Yeah, in Daniel. The Goy de Ilna, we're going to cut down the tree, the Chavulohi, we're going to destroy it. However, however, the Shiroshim, the Kindalach, we're going to leave them intact, we're going to leave them alive. Okay, so therefore I'm darshaning says Rav Kiva positively, that the Ketanim of the Rishi Yisrael will have Olam Habas. And that's his Chassiduse that the Gemara is referring to. What do I do with that earlier pasuk that was quoted? How do we dash in that? That the Rishoyim that we were speaking about, go back to the original pasuk, two lines before the wide lines. The day will come, the Gehenna was going to go and be burning. Means that there will be nothing that will protect them from the Gehenna. Because any mitzvah that they did, or even a shiuri mitzvah that they did, says Rashi, they will get their schar ba'olam hazeh. They're all going to go and be driving around with the newest Teslas. They're going to be eating with golden forks and spoons. They're going to have the best of the best. And therefore, there'll be nothing left for them, no reward to cool off the tanner, which is boyer keish. Right, dober acher, noch apshat in the shoydish v'onav. Shoydish zu neshama v'onav ze haguf. That the shoydish and the onav means when these rishoyim are going to be burned, they're going to be burned not just the gufim, not just the neshamas, but everything. Lo yaziv lahem, nothing will be left. Nishka shoydish, nishka onav, nishka guf, and nishka neshama. If you're talking about the Rishoyim among those that worship idols, that worship the Avodah Zarah, then there's no machlokes, everybody agrees, they will not have a chet kolam haba. Just like their fathers, the Rishoyim, the Avodah Kechavim, they too are going to be part of a package deal, they're not going to have a kolam haba. Rav Gamliel Nafkelei, he learns his pasuk from, Mivetei Oved Kol Zecher Lomai. But the Oved means that will be lost all of the Schorim and all of the Zecher. In other words, Kainin Ishbalabim, there will be nobody left. Even the Ketanei B'nei Rishi Yisrael, Ein Boim El Mabba. Itmar, Cotton Ma'im Esa Boil El Mabba. Okay, so now we're talking about what happens if you have a cotton, not a cotton from the children of Rishoyim, a regular cotton. Nebuchu passed away early. What happens with that child? Will he come to Olam Haba? Won't he come to Olam Haba? So we have a machloikis here. May Mitzvah Boil Olam Haba, Reb Chiv, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Chad Ob Mishosh and Oilin. As long as he was born, as long as he's one day old, and Nebuchi passes away, he'll have a Chayuk Olam Haba. Chad Ob Mishosh and Siper, from the time that he's able to start speaking. Ma'ad Yom Mishosh and Oilin, Shanem Mitzvah, the Apostle Yavoy, V'yagiyu, Tzidkosi, La'am Noilot, oh, already from the time of Leida Kiyasa, Bizoichel Olam Haba. From the time of Sipor that they're able to speak, then they'll have a chedek on the baba. Itmar, Rabbeinu Om Mishor Shenizra, from the time of the initial conception, meaning when the husband and wife live together and he's Mazriya Zera, if that Zera will turn out afterwards to be a cut, from that time on already. In other words, what happens if she chas v'shalom miscarries? And this child is not going to become a full-fledged, full-term baby. Never will be a miscarriage. Nevertheless, the neshama in that kid will go to Olam Haba. Mishor Shenizra. Tchziv Zer Yavden. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer Mishor Shenima. After the birth of the child and the bris mila. Tchziv Oni Ani V'goyveya Minoyar Nososi Emecha Afuna. Rashi says, Nososi Emecha, that I'm carrying on my body Ema, my awe and my reverence for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where does one carry this on one's body? The bris mila. Because anybody that sees that a person who has a bris mila knows he's carrying on him the fear, the awe, the reverence of Hashem Yisparach. Tanu Mishim Ramei Mishor Shiyomer Amen. From the first time a child says Amen. That's why a lot of mommies and a lot of daddies, when they have children, when they're ready, one or two, and they can start speaking and say, Daddy, Mommy, Tati, Mommy, then they try to tell him to say Amen. Shenemar says in the pasuk, Pizchu she'orim v'yovei goy tzadik shoymer emunim. Da'ar shalimar atikr shoymer emunim ele shoymer amen. Shoymer emunim is like the word shoymer amen. Frey Timora, what is the kavana my amen? Rab Chanina, keil melech ne'eman. Says Rashi, the word amen is Rosh Tevis. Keil melech ne'eman. And by saying the word amen, you are showing your mamon, you believe everything that person has said, the person made a bracha, and you verify and certify and you confirm and says, yes, Amen, Kel Melech Neman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faithful and I believe him and I have faith in him that everything that he does else is for good and everything is a tayva. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. For those of you that are curious, there's another explanation of the word Amen besides that, and that is that Amen is Begematria, Aleph is 1, Mem is 40, is 41, and Nun is 50, is 91 altogether, 91. As nine well, where the Smedish is, and that's where the Koil is, 91st, yes, 100% right. But over and above that, every time we go and say Hashem's name, as we know, is written out Yud Ke Vav Ke. What is the gematria of Yud Ke Vav Ke? That is 26, right? Yud Ke is 15, 21, 26. How do we pronounce it? We don't pronounce it Yud Ke Vav Ke. We pronounce it with the Shem Adnus. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Aleph and Dalet is 5. Nun is 50, is 55. And Yud is 65. So you have, every time you say Hashem's name, you're saying 26 plus 65. If you add together 26 and 65, you get to 91. So therefore, when the person makes the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, and you're saying, Amen, yes, what you said is correct. It's all from Hashem Yisbarach's hands. HaKadosh Baruch is the one that gave us that bracha. Thank you, Hashem. Amen. Both the Shem Havaya together with the Shem Adnus together as one. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Hatzlocha Rabba. Zayt Yevench and Zayt Yevench.